This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour two of the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM. KMOX. We have Scott Jagow with us from the KMOX newsroom, who we've just learned has won.
Literally a minute ago.
Has won a Murrow Award for original writing. Congratulations for three good things.
Thank
is
you.
A Murrow Award winner.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
I really appreciate it.
And I know the
it's
station,
nice.
We've won some others, but I don't know what they are yet. I'm being given the list, and I'll pass it along.
Okay, good. Well,
and is it a little self-congratulatory? Yeah. Who gives a crap?
If 97.1 or any of those guys won it, don't read those.
No,
this is about KMOX.
Not saying anything about those dorks.
Yeah, don't.
Come on.
Lauren. It's a real snooze fest over there, and as we say, life's too short for boring radio. Am I right?
How many times can we talk about libs of TikTok? You know what I mean? All right. Careful now. Well, am I wrong? All right, let's go, Scott Jagow. Okay. Tell us about your three good things this week, because that's the winner.
Well, what I did was, in that submission, I believe I had three different three good things.
Wow.
One of them...
nine good things.
It is nine good things. One of them was about the Damar Hamlin, the Bills safety, who basically died on the field. Everybody remembers that.
Buffalo Bills, yeah.
And I wrote a story about how he came back and played football, which was incredible. Mm-hmm. And that I was going to be, it was the day of the Chiefs game, and I was just astonished that not only would I be watching the Bills, but I would be watching him play football, watching him just be a human being, which is incredible based on what happened. That was 10 minutes on the field. Anyway, that was one of them. I had one about NASA, about the Mars rovers.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yep.
That was part of that. And then there was one more. Oh, the one I did about my tape that I found when I was 9 years old.
Oh, you
remember that one?
You was a kid.
Oh gosh, that was priceless.
It was cute.
A cassette tape from 1979 or early 1980.
Were you interviewing your sister?
I was.
That's right.
Yeah, I was interviewing my sister, who was speaking in several foreign accents as a 7 year old.
She was like a correspondent, was it the Iranian hostage crisis?
It was.
Yeah. Seven.
And the boycotting in the Olympics.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking, and I asked a follow-up question, and I was just trying to be a news guy. And I didn't realize at the time that I would go on to do that as a career.
But I guess that's a good sign. That's a good sign that you were doing that interview at seven.
And the funny thing is, I figured out when the tape was by the news that I was talking about, also the records I was playing. I was playing YMCA and Close Encounters of the Third Kind theme and records that were obviously right around that late 70s era. So it was fun.
That's
anyway,
awesome.
Those were the three pieces that went into the submission for the Murrow. And I just found out right as we started this segment that it won.
So the Murrow Awards. So people who don't know, it is one of the most prestigious set of awards that radio stations around the country can get. not to brag, but the station got a few.
It's like the Nobel Prize.
Got a Murrow for breaking news coverage. Mm-hmm. And it was a story about flash flooding, which cut off a town. Excellence in sound. Scott Jagow won. And then overall excellence, KMOX News 2024.
How about that?
Yay. Overall excellence. Look at us.
We are overall excellent.
This place rocks.
Overall, I think we're pretty excellent.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we're excellent overall.
Yeah.
There's some areas, but I think overall we're excellent.
Yeah, I think so too. Very happy with us.
Last year, for Three Good Things around this time, I found a graduation speech. I think I might do this again because I really like good graduation speeches. The one I used was Jerry Seinfeld, and it was excellent.
It was his most recent or like an old one?
No, it was from days earlier.
Yeah,
so it
yeah.
was last May. I can't remember which school it was, but he's funny as always, but poignant, and he made great points, and it was great. So I might do that again. I might have a guest Three Good Things essayist this week, which would be a graduation speech that just happened last weekend or something.
You better
like
step
that.
It up, Murrow. Because
Mr. Murrow.
Yeah, if you lose this year.
Yeah, right.
It means you're falling off. Yeah.
What happens when What have you done for us lately? Yeah. That was 2024
that was
last
20
year,
seconds
pal.
Ago. Yeah. I just found out.
Yeah, now this great is job. The new standard. Steve's going to be like, "Well, you won a Murrow last year. Yeah. This year you didn't."
What the hell?
So, we're cutting your pay.
He'll still call you into his office and complain about something that you've done wrong.
Nah, he doesn't do that.
He doesn't do that to you. Wait, we got to talk.
What are you doing? So, what about, tell us about this week.
So this week I have Roaming St. Louis. I went to a place that's not open yet, but you've probably been there, the other location. This is a second location of Basso.
Oh, yeah. Love Basso.
I love some Basso.
Cheshire. Right?
Yeah. In the basement. It's dark with
downstairs.
The gas lamps.
Yeah.
I love that place. I just went there the other day, coincidentally, and then... someone told me about the Basso opening at Westport.
Yeah,
Westport.
Yeah.
And that's happening on
the
27th. Now I can't be radio anymore.
I don't do good no more.
So Westport. I didn't even know Westport was opening at Basso. Basso was opening in Westport.
Well, that's what I'm here for, to let you know.
Let us know.
It's on the 27th that it's opening, but excellent. I got to go inside, and it is not. It looks almost exactly like Basso at Cheshire, but there's tons of natural light. So it's not a basement situation.
Right.
They still have the gas lamps, and the setup is similar. They got a bigger kitchen, and so I think it'll be cool. Similar menu, but more expanded. It'll be pretty cool.
So I'm going to ask, it's kind of a doofus question, I guess, when it comes to Westport, but... how is Westport doing? Because I feel like restaurants open and they close.
360
like, oh, there's the
opened.
Pool holes. Oh, and then it closed.
Trainwreck's still there.
Yeah.
Trainwreck's still there.
Is it growing? Is it trying to grow?
Oh, absolutely. That's part of the story here is Westport Social is there. They have this new courtyard, which is really nice.
Yeah, they show movies out there.
Yeah, they've got a huge screen. They also have a huge baseball. They're going to have a huge glove because the Rawlings experience is there. So, yes, it is very much growing. There is a new 255 apartment complex that opened in January called The Porter. I went in that. Really nice. The pool is incredible. It might be the best pool in St. Louis.
Really?
It's really nice.
How are they doing selling The Porter?
They said they were doing really well. You know,
because agree that when Westport was first built as a concept, there was this idea that it was going to be this new crazy hub, and then I feel like it petered out for a while.
It did. It absolutely did. And they acknowledged that. LHM, the developer, I talked with one of their people, Todd Hodling, and he talked about how in the 80s it was this new idea, live, work, play type thing, and now it's back to that. And it is with the Rawlings experience and with the new Basso and with the restaurants that are already there and the events, the parties. They just started the parties on Thursday. So Westport Plaza parties every Thursday or mm-hmm. every other I can't remember how often that is, but so yeah, it's being reinvigorated, I would say.
I like Westport Plaza. I've always liked it. Yeah. And it did have that period where it just was down a bit, but it does feel like it's coming back. We've had a couple of work events out that way, and I like it. I like the area. I went to a Funny Bone show last year, and then people were out on that lawn area. They were showing a movie, and I thought, oh, this is nice. There were a lot of folks out there, a lot of families out there watching. I forgot what the movie was, but it was a nice atmosphere.
One of our competitors is there, radio station. You can walk in.
Yeah, who cares?
And see their studios.
Yeah.
With when, you know,
yeah,
like,
good for them. Who cares? We have trees. We can see trees out the window.
We can see Soldiers Memorial.
That's right.
That's true.
It's better. And a library.
So, Scott, it also has come to our attention that you don't like the way we pronounce things in this city.
Yeah. That's not really what I said. I just said that some things are weird.
You think there's something wrong with St. Louis historically.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. Yep. I changed my mind. No, it's funny, though. I don't understand.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like the way we talk. Let's go to West Park Plaza.
Yeah, whatever that place is called. This came to my attention because my girlfriend pronounces the store that's not Deerberg's. How do you guys pronounce it?
Schnucks.
She pronounces
Everybody
it Schnucks.
Does. Okay, well.
So
is she from here?
She's not.
No.
She's not. And she lived in Europe, so I'm giving her a pass on that. She lived in Europe for a few years, so maybe that's where it comes from.
I've never thought of Schnucks, but it looks like Schnucks.
I mean, it's spelled with a
it's
U.
It's spelled like Schnucks, because I know I had a friend from Boston, I said, hey, we're going to go to Schnucks, and he goes, what's a Schnuck?
Well, another one that she pronounces differently that is actually the actual pronunciation is Crevecoeur.
Crevecoeur.
Not Crevecoeur. Yeah.
Well, that would be, she's right. Crevecoeur would be correct.
I know. So that's what I'm saying.
Broken heart.
Yeah. So
she has a problem with Shodo, too?
Yes.
How does she say Shodo?
Well, I think she says Shodo, but it should be Shuto.
Yeah.
And the other one that is pronounced correctly is Sauget.
Mm-hmm.
Randomly.
Yeah.
Carondelet. But Sauget.
Sauget.
I don't know how they get this.
We got the pair right.
Hey, how do you say it? Okay, I'm just going to say this is what it looks like. It looks like Gratiot Street.
Oh.
What is that?
It's actually pronounced here Gratchet.
Gratchet?
Yes. Which
I never knew that. I always saw the street and I'm like, I'm not even going to bother with that.
It's pronounced Gratchet.
Is it really?
Yes.
Is that how we all say it in St. Louis?
Yes.
The ones who know?
I don't know what it would be elsewhere. Like Athens is Athens. What
Where?
Is that?
Illinois.
In Illinois. Why?
It's Athens.
Why? Yes. And
yes.
Cairo
New
is
Athens.
Cairo.
Yep.
Like Cairo syrup.
It's
why
if you're going to name your city after another city, why change the pronunciation?
So to be completely honest, why is it New Madrid?
That's another
like
one.
New Madrid.
Yeah. That's another one.
Because I was
I don't
corrected.
Know.
I said New Madrid fault. And they're like, oh my gosh, Amy, idiot. It's New Madrid fault.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, I guess
interesting.
Matt was making the point earlier that everyone says it a certain way. Is that the right way?
Yeah.
Or
is
it still wrong because
Shirley Jackson's The Lottery? It was a short story. And that was part of it is Mrs. Delacroix. They all said Mrs. Delacroix instead of Mrs. Delacroix. And the whole point of the story is people did things without questioning it, and they end up stoning someone. At the end of it, they stone him to death.
Yeah. Well, don't give it away.
Well, it's 80 years old.
I know most people have read it. But
that's like why, like that was the whole thing.
One of my favorite short stories, actually.
It's alarming. I taught that one, but that's why they said Delacroix, why it was such a big deal in the story. Or why you should notice it is because people did things.
And isn't what's the water pronounced?
It is pronounced LaCroix.
Yeah.
That's the way
we
they do
it. We called the customer service.
Yep.
They
go,
thank
exactly.
you for calling LaCroix.
I don't know. I mean, I find it funny. But I also, we were talking about idioms too.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked up a couple of idioms. They're from different countries. They're funny. So in Chile, they say, look how far the peanut jumped. Meaning,
what?
Mind your own business.
Can you give us,
what?
I want to guess what these idioms are.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How about this? The monkey comes out of the sleeve.
Okay, where's this from?
Netherlands.
Netherlands, the monkey comes out of the sleeve.
Yeah.
That means you got some dirty business, like you were cheating or you were doing something and it came to light.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pretty close. It's the cat's out of the bag. It's the same thing. How about this one? It's not my onions that are smelling.
Yeah, it's you're the problem. It's not me. Is that basically it?
It's France, and it's none of your business again. It means none of your business.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. That's okay. Inflating a cow.
Inflating a cow.
Mm-hmm. I know what that means. You're putting too much into something that's already big. It's already too much.
No.
I think inflating a cow means stop inflating the cow. That means, well, now I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's not good radio.
Yeah.
We're used to that. Man, we didn't win no Murrow.
We don't have a standard.
Aside, I got this. No, it means to brag excessively in China.
Excessively in China or in China? It means to brag excessively.
That's what I meant. How about this one?
I hate when he goes to China and brags.
Yeah. When you step across the border and start bragging, it means you're inflating a cow. Okay. Tie dogs with sausages.
Tie dogs with sausages?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's got to be German.
No, it's Dominican Republic.
Oh.
To tie dogs with sausages means that your measure of, it's ineffective. It's an ineffective measure.
It means to be naive. How about this? If you're going to eat, don't make it a small coconut.
Well, it means if you're going to go big, if you're going to do something, go big, right?
Yeah, that is, okay. In the Maldives, that's exactly what it means.
Okay.
You are a piece of bread.
I bet, you're the bee's knees. You're adorable.
That's actually...
Oh, I was going to say, you took a long time, I liked you at first, but now you're stale?
No, it was what she said.
Okay.
In Italy. What kind of face is that? You look like a silly cockroach.
Is that English?
It's written in English, yes.
No, it's
Brazil.
Not Brazil.
I don't know. It's interpreted
what
probably.
What kind of face is that?
You look like a silly cockroach.
Like, is that like RBF?
I think it just means
RBF.
You're ugly.
It actually means someone doesn't understand you.
What?
You know what? You know who makes that face? Tucker Carlson.
Okay, here's another. Okay. Okay, here's one.
The confused kind of...
Tie a bear to someone.
Don't tie a bear to someone.
What?
It's a literal translation.
It Russian?
It means...
It's actually German.
Oh,
that's
that
German.
Makes sense. Bear is how you say bear in German.
Yeah, it's a literal translation.
I think tie a bear to someone... It's a literal translation, but I mean it has meaning. Other than
I don't
just
know
tie
what
a
it
bear
means.
To someone.
I don't know what it means.
Tie a bear.
I don't.
Okay.
Oh, how about? Okay, I got another one. Mustard after lunch.
Too late. Like a little too little, too late.
Yeah, I needed that condiment before
the
lunch.
I think so.
Okay.
You think
so?
You guessing at this point?
Some of them they don't have a translation. It's just stop ironing my head.
What? Where's that from?
Armenia.
It
means Armenians. Stop annoying me. I'm going to use that one.
All right.
Stop ironing my head.
Scott Jagow, stop ironing our heads.
I'm going to
step away now.
Yeah, see you, Mr. Murrow. Three good things roaming St. Louis. Chat with Stu Mac all Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
On KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.